Well, the reason I'm asking that is because when I look through this, my time being involved with the city, which will be 20 years in April, there's always been a split in the community. You got the people that really don't want change, and then you have the people that want change. And it seems like that was reflected once again in your information. So when you talk about nature versus development, eventually development always wins out over the nature aspects. And I don't think anything you're going to put on there with a nature type of thing is going to be something that's going to carry for a really long time in Franklin, eventually when Franklin gets more developed. So I enjoy the nature, you know, all of the comments about open space and trails and the people that people make comments about what they like, those are oftentimes things that we struggle to get included into development plans. And so I'm not really sure how you meet all of those needs without changing the thought that you can incorporate both. You can have nature incorporated into a development with trails. It's just that we don't often see it that
way. That's a reason to have a tagline that kind of champions the aspect of nature. When we say by nature, it alludes to both the nature of the people, the nature of the community, and the nature of
Neighbors
nature.
Neighbors by nature was probably one. But
yeah.
There were
but the aspect is you know, that might help people start putting an emphasis around the development that incorporates nature. That they really should mesh together, the built environment and the natural environment.
Oh, I agree, and I think that, you know, you haven't been part of this whole thing, but when you look at what Franklin has left in natural resources, which are less than 14% of the lands, if you ask people how much of your community would you like to be left when it's fully developed, they often use a figure of 25% or sometimes higher. But then when you tell them, if you saved everything that's been identified, that's extremely important and rare in a natural resource in Franklin. It was in 1989 at 14%. They're like, what? You know, you will never reach that 25% even.
Past it.
Yeah.
So, okay. The comment I always want to make when we talk about logos is it's a lot like looking at wallpaper with your wife or picking out carpet or drape colors. No two people will ever be happy with the same thing. It's just not going to happen. I'm not saying you settle, but you pick, of the few, you pick the one that you like the best, not the one that you want. Because one you want is not the same one Dan wants, it's not the same one that Mark wants. So it's not settling, it's picking and moving forward. I do want to give a comment on the taglines. I'm okay with the ones you have for Logo 2, the ones that you have for Logo 3. Too much nestling. I don't want to nestle, I want to get going. I want Alderman Barber.
As far as the trying to, for me, again, this is the first time I'm seeing the process. When you look at the survey, and one of the things that that's developed in your mind as well is the celebrating quality of life. And that's just if I ever vote on anything that I like, that raises anybody. Just based on the fact that numbers you presented tonight, in the sense that the community has developed a quality of life, I'm thinking that that's something we need to celebrate and move forward with.
Anybody else? Alderman Mayor.
So on this particular one now, the way Franklin is written there, Franklin, Wisconsin, is that part of it? As I recall, when we first were introduced to it, it was separate. It could be separated.
Correct.
Okay, I think it looks fine like that.
Especially when you Google and every time you put in Franklin, you get Franklin, Tennessee.
They said tornadoes.
Right. And so now they're even more on the top Google search.
Any other questions for the field folks? Okay, we'll take it up tomorrow night.
I did have one. Are we going to have a list of what it's going to cost to transfer over to this as far as... you know, doing all the vehicles and...
I'll answer that right now.
Uh-huh.
I won't, unless you tell me to, I will not dedicate funds for a logo transfer. In other words, if you tell me to paint the water tower and give me the money to do it, I'll do it. But it ain't going to happen until the water tower gets repainted. Consequently, police cars, fire trucks, DPW trucks, when we get a new truck, they get the new logo.
So it'll be a slow transition.
We don't have the money to do this lock, stock, and barrel, unless you guys determine that we can. Now, frankly, I do anticipate the management team getting new business cards and the alderman getting new business cards right out of the chute, because we have to embrace it. But other than that,
okay,
that's my opinion. Keith's going to argue with me. But
see, website, things like that.
Yeah, right away. New letterhead, someone get a new letterhead. We had, we issued a memo to all department heads to not buy anything with a logo on it 3 months ago. When we, so there is a backlog of orders of could be anything, building inspection stuff or letterhead, whatever. That, there's a backlog, but that's already budgeted. So, and yes, the color stuff will be a little bit more expensive, but to me it's worth it. We gotta start looking like. Well, anything else?
All right. So in the marketing plan, we'll lay out a sequential recommendation for how the logo gets introduced and brought in, with sensitivity to expenses too. So we'll lay out recommendation on what's really important to where the logo gets applied first. But here's what the cost is. And then you can make the judgments on whether you want to spend the money or not. Right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh,
thank you all.
Was so informed on April 2nd at its meeting, and with regard to the agendas for each of the governmental bodies this evening, having a potential closed session under the Wisconsin Open Meetings Law provided for on the agenda, and I believe it was the night before the April 2nd meeting and the day thereof, received communications, and I thought it was appropriate to inform the Finance Committee and prior to that meeting on that April 2nd date. And I again received a communication this morning while stating the essentially same thing in a shorter version, that stating that the entry into closed session on this subject matter would be illegal. Reasonable understanding that 2 weeks ago that closed session, a claim may be brought. So I thought it appropriate, since I received another communication today saying that this is illegal, that a claim may be brought, that I advise both the council and the committee accordingly. The basis rationale for the closed session subject matter item on this agenda is specifically as is set forth under item C, tax incremental district number 5. And the rationale is that the committee of the whole, as well as the finance committee, may enter closed session for review and consideration of financing alternatives related to additional infrastructure financial assistance requested by the Ballpark Commons developer within tax incremental district number 5, and financial assistance requested by the Mandel Group for a multifamily housing development within tax incremental district number 5, and to deliberate upon a tax incremental district number 5 plan development district number 37, the Rock Sports Complex Ballpark Commons potential amendment to development agreement, potential development agreements, the potential negotiation of a potential amendment and potential agreements terms, and the investing of public funds in relation thereto for competitive and bargaining reasons. And in that regard, staff does recommend that the committee and the common council, or committee of the whole, and the finance committee enter closed session, and that is recommended by the city attorney. And back when this subject matter first arose 2 weeks ago, concurrence was received by both assistant city attorneys Sadek and Smith. Also, one of the original communications to me was based upon a League of Wisconsin Municipalities closed session article in the League of Wisconsin Municipalities monthly magazine from back in 2014. It was written by their legal counsel back on April 2nd. After I reread the article, because I had read it previously, contacted Attorney Claire Silverman, who is lead counsel, gave her the agenda subject matter and the thought that it was illegal. And one of the prior communications earlier on that day was the reason it's illegal is because under Wisconsin law, it's required that with regard to competitive and bargaining reasons, there has to be more than one contractor on the other end of the negotiations, akin to if it were a public bid, there was more than one contractor bidding or negotiating with the government. In any event, the response from Attorney Silverman was that the section of the statute cited on the agendas for that meeting 2 weeks ago, as well as the agendas for the meeting this evening, section 19.85, subsection 1, subsection E, which specifies the need for a closed session for competitive and bargaining reasons. Her words were, it is applicable. She also said it was justifiable and that it was warranted for competitive and bargaining reasons. And with regard to any violation, actual violation of the open meetings law, section 19.96 of the statutes provides that forfeiture may be rendered of not less than $25 nor more than $300 for each violation. And section 19.97 provides that the action may be brought under local government situation by the district attorney if there's no enforcement by the state attorney general's office. And if the district attorney refuses or otherwise fails to commence an action, the person making such complaint may bring an action pursuant to the open meetings law. And the, in such actions, the court may award actual and necessary costs of prosecution, including reasonable attorney's fees, if the relator prevails. But any forfeiture recovered shall be paid to the state. from the Open Meetings Attorney General's Office guide does discuss enforcement actions, and just quoting from page 32, with regard to penalties, this is the 2018 AG guide. Any member of a governmental body who, quote, knowingly, close quote, attends a meeting held in violation of the open meetings law, and it goes on to provide for the between $25 and $300 forfeiture. Quote, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has defined, quote, knowingly, close quote, as not only positive knowledge of the illegality of a meeting, but also awareness of the high probability of the meeting's illegality or conscious avoidance of awareness of the illegality. Later on, it goes on to state, quote, the Wisconsin Supreme Court intimated that a member of a governmental body can avoid liability if he or she can factually prove that he or she relied in good faith and in an open and unconcealed manner on the advice of counsel whose statutory duties include the rendering of legal opinions as to the actions of the body. And it goes on to provide, quote, a governmental body may not reimburse a member for a forfeiture incurred as a result of a violation of the law unless the enforcement action involved a real issue as to the constitutionality of the open meetings law. Although it is not required to do so, a governmental body may reimburse a member for his or her reasonable attorney's fees in defending against an enforcement action and for any plaintiff's attorney's fees that the member is ordered to pay. The city attorney may represent city officials in open meetings law enforcement actions, and with regard to costs of such actions, I did confer with a longtime defense counsel for the city's insurer, the League of Wisconsin Municipalities Mutual Insurance Company, and he basically said that with regard to the provision of defense by counsel appointed by the city insurer, that the odds were nearly 100% that that would happen based on his lengthy experience. Subsequent to that meeting two weeks ago, some days thereafter, I received a call back from another, I'll call it in-house counsel for the insurer, and what he thought was defense cost coverage is not unusual, no coverage for forfeitures, which is always the case. And same as long time defense counsel stated with regard to payment of attorney's fees should the case be lost by the governmental member, committee member side of it, and attorney's fees for the complainant are awarded, that that would be determined on a case-by-case basis. So everybody has been advised as to the premises of potential complaint.
Any questions for the city attorney?
There's no questions. Staff recommends
the committee and finance committee to make separate motions to determine whether or not they would be a closed session.
Okay, for the finance committee, is there a motion to enter closed session regarding plan development district number 7, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, Ballpark Commons Sports Anchored Mixed Use Development Project development status, and future development in the district? The Finance Committee may enter closed sessions pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub e for the review and consideration of financing alternatives related to the additional infrastructure financial assistance requested by Ballpark Commons developer within Tax Incremental District Number 5 and financial assistance requested by the Mandel Group for multifamily housing development within Tax Incremental District Number 5. And to deliberate upon a tax incremental district number 5, plan development district number 37, the Rock Sports Complex and Ballpark Commons, potential amendment to the development agreement, potential development agreements, the negotiation of a potential amendment and potential amendments terms, and investing of public funds in relation thereto for competitive bargaining reasons, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate. For the Finance Committee, is there such a motion?
So moved. I'll second.
Chairman Cheehy. Your vote?
We'll take a roll call and we'll talk. Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Member Cheehy?
Aye.
Member Howard?
Aye.
Member Campbell?
Aye.
Votes 5-0 in favor.
So the Finance Committee has voted 5-0 in favor of entering closed session. For the Common Council, the committee of the whole may enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub e. For review and consideration of financing alternatives related to additional infrastructure financial assistance requested by the Ballpark Commons developer within Tax Incremental District Number 5, and financial assistance requested by the Mandel Group for a multifamily housing development within Tax Incremental District Number 5, and to deliberate upon a Tax Incremental District Number 5 Plan Development District Number 37, which is the Sport Rock Sports Complex Ballpark Commons, potential amendment to the development agreement, potential development agreements, negotiation of potential amendment, and potential agreement terms, and investing of public funds in relation thereto for competitive and bargaining reasons, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act upon such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate. Is there such a motion from the committee of the whole?
So moved.
Moved and seconded by the committee of the whole to enter closed session. Please call the roll.
Aye.
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 Motion passes, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. We are now in closed session. Those of you without business, please leave the room and take your things with you.
Yeah,
turn
the light up.
We are now back in open session. It is 11:20. Is there a motion to adjourn?